Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Pakistan have added left-arm fast bowler Sahail Tanveer to their squad for the five-match one-day international series in Sri Lanka. Tanveer put in a pair of impressive performances during the two 2020 internationals, taking 3 for 12 and 1 for 15 as the series was drawn one apiece. After opener Nasir Jamshed was ruled out of the tour with a finger injury, Tanveer's inclusion brings Pakistan's squad back up to 15 players. The opening game in Palakkad takes place tomorrow. Cricket South Africa have taken the bold decision not to hold a Boxing Day test when New Zealand and Pakistan tour from November to March. New Zealand will play three 2020 internationals, two tests and three ODIs, before Pakistan arrive for a series of three tests, two T20s and five ODIs. Cricket South Africa have justified the move away from hosting test matches over the Christmas period by highlighting the Proteas' poor record in the fixture at Durban, only 2 wins in 10 attempts, and scheduling issues. New Zealand are only required to play two tests as per the future tour's programme. Cape Town and Port Elizabeth will host those games starting on the 2nd and the 11th of January, while Pakistan will play their test series in Johannesburg, Cape Town and Centurion Park between the 1st and the 26th of February. Chris Gayle is set to return to international cricket after a 14-month absence after he was named in the West Indies one-day international squad ahead of the England series. He last featured for the West Indies in the 2011 World Cup, since when he has been involved in disputes with the board over contractual issues and statements made in public. Fresh from the Indian Premier League, where he scored over 700 runs for the Royal Challengers Bangalore, he is one of seven players introduced to the squad who aren't already in England with the Test side. Fellow IPL players Dwayne Bravo, Dwayne Smith, Andre Russell, Sunil Narine and Kieran Pollard are also included as the West Indies look to be at full strength for the three-match series. Young batsman Johnson Charles gets his opportunity to impress alongside more experienced players such as Gayle, Marlon Samuels and Tino Best. Just to quickly take you through the squad, Darren Sammy, Dwayne Bravo, Tino Best, Darren Bravo, Johnson Charles, Fidel Edwards, Chris Gayle, Sunil Narine, Kieran Pollard, Dinesh Ramdin, Ravi Rampal, Andre Russell, Marlon Samuels, Lendl Simmons and Dwayne Smith.